Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Luis Polonia. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Moose Haas. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Mike Young. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Canseco goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Say reaches second base with a double. Lansford moves to third. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Say scores. Davis moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Polonia. Knight reaches second base with a double. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Polonia. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Knight scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGuire is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Tettleton reaches second base with a double. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Polonia takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tettleton scores. Polonia moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Polonia. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Canseco moves to third. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Say takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tettleton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Polonia hits a line drive into center field. Lynn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lynn. Polonia moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Polonia scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Athletics. Mark Williamson now pitching. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Leeper now pitching. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sheets hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 6, Orioles, 6. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Gene Nelson now pitching. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Young is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Burleson moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williamson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Dixon now pitching. Reggie Jackson pinch hits for Ronce. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Javier pinch hits for Mickey Tettleton. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Polonia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Athletics. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-4 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Phillips scores. Griffin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin advances to third in unknown way. Griffin moves to third. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Steinbach now catching. Stan Javier now playing center field. Luis Polonia now playing left field. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Orioles 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Dixon covering, for the out. 2 outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Athletics. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Polonia hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing third base. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-4 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jay Howell now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallego fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.